Today, we're going to talk about adding value to people. There are many ways to add value to people. I know sometimes we're out there, we were intimidated by adding value to people because of fear, because of things that are going on in our lives. Sometimes we don't add value to people because we're afraid to do things, we're afraid to make things happen. But guaranteed, if you add value to people, you will fulfill what is empty in your own soul. I know some people are going to irritate you, but you have to value each one of them. Because sometimes it's actually teaching us how to be patient, how to not be so wrapped up into what's going on in our society that we're able to just focus on what can I do to help them come out of that funk? What things can I do to help redirect that negativity? First, start with gratefulness. Are they grateful for anything? Are their kids healthy? Are they healthy? Do they feel good today, physically? Maybe not emotionally. Maybe help redirect some of that energy that, hey, I have a home. I have somewhere to go. Sometimes we need those people to jump in. I see you there, Riley. I got Dr. Wayne on here. I love Wayne. As we look at this, and as we're on this live session of with our mastermind group, write down three things that you feel as though that you're valuable about. What makes you valuable? In other words, what makes you valuable? What we have to do is bring the right energy in the morning. We have to start with the energy fill up in the morning. What are you filling your energy up? Exercising, staying fit, talk to Wayne, he's a runner. Using that energy, and then also acknowledging the negative behaviors that you're having. Why are you feeling so upset? Why are you dreading the day? Why is it always got to thank God it's Friday? How about thank God I'm awake today? How about that? Thank God I'm awake today. Or I'm awake, I'm upright, whatever, whoever you, universe, I'm up. I'm ready to conquer the world. I'm ready to take it on. Persistence is the key to success and value. Being persistent every day, you're going to get knocked down by people who don't want your positivity. They don't want it. They rather stay in the funk. That's okay. They get that choice. All of us get free choice. You get to choose if I want to be in the funk. Practice on your kids. Especially little kids. If you can change down a little kid, you can change around an adult. To get yourself to that next level, you have to start serving and valuing each person that you meet. Even the ones that step on all your pinky toes. You step on your pinky toes, stub your big toe, whoever. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. Are you checking in on each other? Now, I know some people, they irritate you. You don't want to check in on them at all. They just always got something negative to say. They just, they got the pity party going on, and they just having them a good time. No. We got to stop that, man. You got something to be grateful for. If you can see me, you got two eyes. You got a gift. Value you. Okay? We talked about acknowledging people. We talked about valuing people. We talked about challenging people. Okay? Don't be selfish. That's part of the problem. It's okay to have uncertainty. But it's not okay to do nothing. Let me repeat that one more time. It's okay to have uncertainty, but it's not okay to do nothing. True power is in action. It's not knowledge, because a lot of us are very smart, highly intelligent, and we do nothing. We just sit back and watch. We take all this stuff that we have from these different people. We listen, we read books. Okay, that's good. That's great. That's a start. You're learning. Now, how are you going to implement it? That's the I of life. Implement. Now put it into play. Take a piece, put it into play. Journal it. Write it down. I like writing it down. Get your journal out. I got plenty of these. These are all full. I got bigger ones. They're full. See? Full. Full, full, full. There are notes all over the place. My wife buys me journals. Because she knows that I like to write down, because paper remembers, memory forgets. And as we get older, oh yeah, you're going to forget, buddy. I don't even try to keep all that stuff down. All that stuff I read, or if I hear something good from Wayne or whoever, guess what? I'm going to write it down. I carry a little small one. Yay big. My wife bought me. I could just stick in my pocket. A little pocket, little small, little itty bitty one. Very small. You got to be clear on your purpose in life. And one part of your purpose is adding value to people. That they matter. Don't matter who it is. Don't care if it's the one that stepped on all your toes, stubbed your toe, hurt like you know what. Guess what? You still got to value that person too. Because there might be something you can tell them to change it around. John Maxwell talks about adding value to people because he's their friend. You got to be their friend. Now, I'm not saying you got different friend levels. We talked about that before. Sometimes it's just acquaintances. Because a lot of friends, you adding value to them that you might not want them in the main home front. See what I'm saying? You might not want them in the home front because they might just make a mess all in your living room. Just leave it. Just leave all that energy in your living room. Just take a poop right in the living room. Oh, yeah. Just take a poop. Just all that negative stuff just spewing out. Just spewing out. You don't want them people in your house. You don't even want that energy in your house. So that's your inner sanctum. So there's only a certain crew that can come into the inner sanctum. I'm talking about meeting them out for coffee or whatever else. They can spew out there and do what they want to. I'm going to try to help them change it up. You got to be agile when you add value to people. You got to be agile. You got to be able to flex. And then all of a sudden, once you got the flex on, kind of like in the Matrix, he was dodging all the bullets, right? Then all of a sudden, you got to be able to just drop them. Stop the bullets. Hold up. Wait a minute. What are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for right now? Help me out. You ain't got nothing to be grateful for? Even when things are going bad, even when things you want to quit, you want to check out, if you ever wanted to check out of life or check out, find one thing and then go find a person that you know going to say something good to you. Just find somebody who's going to say something good to you. Just something real good. Now, that's all a lot of time. We need just a trigger. Change it up. Woo! Get that buzzing going on because you done been hanging out with the wrong people. Because what we have to do is we misalign ourselves when we're adding our values. We misalign ourselves. We link up with the wrong people. Then when those people leave us, we're upset. You know that those people was not really fulfilling your values and your purpose and goal. If we all value each other, we wouldn't have no issues right now. If we each valued each other right now, we wouldn't have no issues. We wouldn't have no issues out there. We'll be ethically holding hands, kumbayaing, having a good time on the pool, hanging out, just laughing, just having fun. But what happens is our selfish motives kick in. Then we don't want to add no value. I ain't no value to nobody. They made me mad. I ain't doing nothing. I'm going to be in a hermit. I'm going to be in my house all day. I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody. See, that's what happens. Because we want to protect ourselves. We want to protect our heart. We want to cover up and say we all right. That's why I don't ask people how they're doing no more. I ask how they feeling. How you feeling? Or what's the best part of your day so far? Because those things are going to make you think versus the norm. How you doing? I'm fine. I talked about that yesterday. See, this is an addition add-on of now adding value. You checking on people. Now you got to add some value to them. What value you going to bring to the table? How you going to help them out? What are you going to do to shake them up? To get that fruit. Because that's what it is. Our gifts are supposed to be given away. You don't supposed to keep your gifts. A gift is, you give it. You give the gift. So if you got a gift or whatever it is out there, give it away. You have a purpose. You've been put here for a reason. You're supposed to add value. Whatever that value is your value plus your gifts. Plus your service is going to encompass your whole purpose in life. It's going to fulfill you. You fill yourself up. Sometimes I got to go up here, way up, because I know I'm going to start pouring the cup. I'm dosing them with the love. I'm dosing them with love all around. And when you dose them, your cup goes down. Then when they tell you something good that they needed that, then your cup goes back up. That's how it works. It's a reverb. You reap what you sow. You put out stuff that you know you shouldn't be spitting out your mouth. Guess what? It just comes around. What goes around, come around. That old saying works. It's the truth. Because the thing is that a lot of people don't understand that what goes around, comes around. It is such a fact that people have to value each other. Even the one, like I was on the road the other day, a while back, car driving down the road. I'm trying to get around the truck. Of course, it's a big truck. He's driving crazy, right? He gets over, comes across in the right lane, right? Like road rage, you know, we're already going 85 miles per hour plus. He wants to pass me on the right. I'm trying not to get behind that truck because the truck was moving too slow. So I'm trying to pass the truck. He comes around the right, cuts off in front of me, right? Moves over to the left lane. As he moves over to the left lane, he decides to roll in the rocks and shoot rocks at my car. Guess what I had to do? Now, my old self would have turned into the gorilla and reported him to the cops. Right? But you know what I did? I had to say a prayer for him. I had to say something kind to him. Even though he couldn't hear it, what it did, it was for me not to turn into something I didn't want to be. So I had to keep a kind heart because that was part of teaching me not to just boof, blow up. That's how you prevent the road rage. Do you want to get to that rage? A lot of times we have this rage in us and we want to explode, whereas I use my rage to lift you up. It's just a redirection of how you use the rage. Use the rage to encourage people versus, well, I'm going to go to the fight. That's easy. I could have easily went to the fight. Been there, done that. Can ask my brother. Back in the younger days, haul off and knock you out. Just woof. Boop, right upside the head. Just bop right upside the head. That would have been my normal reaction. But what happened is when you evolve and you become more of a Jedi master at this and you got that verbal judo, you don't go off as more. You want to. It was in me. I thought it for a second. But then I said, no, no, I'm having a good day, man. I ain't gonna let this situation control my attitude. That's the only thing I can control is my attitude. That's adding value. Instead of coming into people's house on a pity party, you're not here to add value. You're not here to make a difference in their lives. You're not here to change it up. Now, as we wrap it up, there's going to be three keys to adding value. It's going to be one is your attitude. Two, value each person you see daily. Each person you see daily, value them. Just value them. You're valuable. Put your phone down, listen to them, look them in the eyeballs, and have a good conversation with them. I want to know more about you. Okay? I want to know more about you. Have those conversations with that person. Okay? So attitude, value the person, have good conversations with them. Three, just love people. Just love people. That's all it is. Adding value is just love people. Nope, I gotta love them. They stepped on my pinky toe. They hurt my feelers, but I gotta love them anyway. I gotta love them. I know it's tough. Trust me. It ain't easy. I didn't say it was easy. Because we don't do things easy and get anything out of it. When you do things easy, your life will be tough. When you do things hard, your life becomes easy. We got to do it hard. We can't do stuff easy. Anything given to you, you don't even appreciate it. It's like when people win the lottery and they blow it. They just boom, blow it, blow all this money, it's gone. They ain't do nothing right. They just went crazy because you didn't earn it. You didn't earn that money. You didn't work hard, sweating, tears, crying, kubayaing, whatever you doing. You didn't do none of that. You did not do one of those things. Sometimes you got to go outside and throw your hands up. Just throw your hands up and say, I got this. Take your shoes off, walk in the grass, go out there and scream to the earth or you hurt somebody and hurt yourself. Just do that. Just do that. Just do that. Just throw your hands in the air. Ground yourself again. You got to do this every day. This ain't no one-time good deal. You listen to me, and then all of a sudden you think I'm good. I'm good. I'm good in that. No, you don't. Because I guarantee you something waiting around the corner to step on your pinky toe, pinch your butt, pinch you in the arm, hit you upside the head, whatever you want to call it. Something's out there waiting for the smack now. It's just waiting. It's waiting for you to not be prepared. You got to have a prepared plan. I told you, you got to show attitude, value people, and love. That's it. That's the three. That's the three of adding value to people. It's a compass all that. Because I got to start with the right attitude to add value to you. Because it's very easy for me to go in your house and just poop on the floor. Just poop all over your floor, throw up on your floor with all kind of negativity. The world is coming to an end. The world is coming to an end. We're so worried. We're so worried. See what I'm saying? That's easy. All you got to do is turn on the news for 5 minutes. And guess what? It's already dead. Now, I'm going to give you some interesting facts since I since I got this nice little fact thing, finder, whatever. One thing I found that was very interesting, I kind of knew this anyway because women are tough, you know. But let's see. My photos are taking its time coming up here. I thought I was ready to go. All right. So these are some interesting facts if y'all didn't know. All right, here we go. I'll leave you with that tidbit before I leave and get off of here. All right. I have too many. Living in the sight of water can make you calmer, happier, and more creative, a study found. Now, I know that's true because when I lived in the Azores, that's true. That's true. I was way more calmer, relaxed. I always had to think about the water. When I lived on the water, I used to always go to the beach. People who view TV crime shows consistently overestimate the frequency of crime in the real world. That's true. That's true. It geeks you up. It geeks you up. One more for the road. It takes 5 positive things to outweigh a single negative thing. Our brains have something called a negativity bias that makes us remember bad news more than good news. We like drama. We like drama. Can't help it. We like drama. We wire for that drama because that's why we remember the negative stuff versus 5. We got to have 5 things to cancel that out. 5. So remember that the next time you think about those things. I want to tell you much love. I appreciate you. Again, this is Find Your Beast with Ty. Podcast will be up here pretty soon. Much love. Thank you.